Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Stewart. Mike's the president of Stewart & Stewart and the author of Close More Sales. Mike, tell us what your website is, please.
Stewart Sales Dynamics.
Stewart Sales Dynamics.
That's a mouthful.
.com.
Stewart. SalesDynamics.com. And they can get Close More Sales there. They can also get it on Kindle.
All right, good deal.
The best way to get it on Kindle, frankly, is to go to Amazon.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
And they can be reading it within just a couple of minutes.
And that's Stewart with a W in the middle.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
That's right, if you're Googling him. Hey, Mike, we were talking in the previous segment about the fact that skills are important. You and I cut our teeth on learning how to sell. You know, learning the sales, the professional selling skills, as I did when I was with Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't use those skills on a customer if you're not in front of a customer.
That's exactly right.
How do we get in front of a customer these days?
Well, all the sales training and skills and development in the world of no value if you don't make the calls. And you know what? based on my experience. And I own quite a few. I say quite a few. I've owned five small businesses that were, you know, successful small businesses. And the techniques that we use there are the ones I use with major corporations. We've got a sales boot camp coming up in October, and that'll be one of the main takeaways. The participants will leave there with a prioritized list of people that they need to be calling on. And this is not rocket science. You know, it's just a matter of no matter what kind of business you're in, you identify your customer base. And then you make a list like Santa Claus. You make a list, you check it twice,
mm-hmm.
and you find out who is in your market, who would be your prospective customers. Example, we owned at one point, you know, I owned a couple of convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in an area near an industrial park. And, in fact, you know, very close. And so I got to thinking, you know, all these guys buy gas. They buy gasoline, and some of them have fleets. So I just, you know, got on a pair of slacks and put on a nice sport shirt and a jacket, a sport coat.
You cleaned up, didn't you?
Cleaned up and took a bath and all, and got my clipboard and some business cards and some little coupons or something, free Twinkie or I don't remember what it was.
And that always gets me a free Twinkie.
But I just parked my car, went into the row of offices, and I just go right down the line and introduce myself.
Hi, I'm Mike. How do you like me so far?
Yeah. And, you know, find out about them. And I wanted to know, you know, did they, you know, how many employees do they have? Did they drive to work? Yes, yes. And did they have a fleet? And if they had a fleet, you know, how important would it be to them to have a more convenient and a more controlled way of buying gasoline for those vehicles? And so we converted we signed up a lot of business accounts.
And here's how you did it. It's very simple, folks. You asked them.
Yeah, hey, that's right.
You just asked them, right? It wasn't rocket science. It wasn't anything that you didn't already know how to do. You got up off your backside, you went outside, and you knocked on the door and said, "Hi, I'm Mike. How do you like me so far? And I'd like to do business with you." You asked them for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a problem today with salespeople being afraid to ask for the business?
Lots of problems. Lots
Is it a
problems.
Generational thing? What do you think?
It's a phenomenon called sales call reluctance.
But that's been going on forever.
Forever and ever. Except it's
Is it worse now than it was?
You know, I think we're more aware of it. I think we're a lot more aware of it than we used to be.
Yeah.
And we've identified it. You know, we used to call it, in our company, let's see, we called it a character defect. Somebody called it disloyalty. You know, anybody who won't make sales calls is disloyalty.
No, it's a real emotional thing that people get. I mean, it's like a phobia.
Oh.
It can be like a phobia,
absolutely.
Can it?
It's a very real psychological thing. It's a psychological barrier. You know, we can test for that. And it's not one thing, Jim. There are 12 specific identifiable forms of car reluctance.
Yeah, and we've talked about some of those.
Yep.
But you know, Mike, when business is booming, when the economy is booming, there's still sales call reluctance by some people.
Oh, big time. They don't have to make calls.
When business is booming. But when the economy is slow, the sales call reluctance, does it get more into even some of the top performers? I mean, convince themselves that nobody's buying?
Yes, that's called a slump. You know,
folks, you got to fix this. You can't have this. You got to fix this.
Well, that's right. And there's people can go on our site, StuartSalesDynamics.com, and just look down just a little bit to the right. See a big stop sign that says Stop Call Reluctance. Click on that. You'll find that the study we did with over 34,000 salespeople shows that 90% have call reluctance serious enough to impact their success.
Here's the thing, though. If your business, if you don't have enough sales, have you determined that it really is because of the economy, or is it possible that your people have talked themselves into this malaise that Mike mentioned, into this conviction that nobody's buying anything? If that's the case, it's not the economy's fault. It's your fault and your people's fault, and you have to fix that. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.